Mishnah Yohamis for Monday, the fourth day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Continuing with similarities between Gitte, Noshim, and Shtar Shechro, Bill of Divorce, and Bill of Freedom for an Eved Kani. Kol Get, Sheyesh Alav Eit Kosi, any Shtar that has, and here we mean, when you say the word get, we mean any shtar, any document. Sheyesh alav eid kusi, that has one of the eidim being one of the kusim. These are the people that were introduced into Israel by the king, by the conquering king, and he brought in these kusim from the land of Kutha, and they are treated like eid emes, according to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds that they're treated like kosher eidim. But if it has an aid that is a kusi on a shtar, on document, posel, that document will be unfit, will be no good. Now, even though the Tanava Mishnah holds that kusim were geri emes, were correct converts, that itself was a controversy, but our Tana holds that they are. Nevertheless, the shtar is posel because we are worried about them not testifying truthfully. And that is in matters of money. When it comes to matters of money, they're posel, and we don't trust them on a shtar. Chutz migitei noshim v'shechorei avodim. Except for a divorce, in a divorce bill, or a bill of freedom for an eved kani. So if one of the eidim that is signed on a get, for on a bill of divorce, or a shtar shechoror, a freedom document, and he is an akusi, the get is kosher, and the shtar shichur will be kosher as well. The Gemara explains that we're talking about where the other aid, the kosher aid, the Yisrael, signed after the kusi. And there we can assume that the kusi must have been a person who knows and understands the laws of Gittin. Otherwise, the Jew, the Yisrael, who signed after him, would not have let him sign before him. Why are we so sure about that? Maybe the Jew signed it, or the Yisrael signed it first, and maybe then the Kusi signed on top. That cannot be the case with a Gittin or Shtar Shechor, because the halacha is that with a get, with a bill of divorce, that you're not allowed to sign until both Edim are there. Both Edim have to be there when they do the signing of a get. Other stories, since they can sign without one, not in front of the other, so there's always the worry that perhaps the Yisrael left a place that for another Yisrael above him to sign it. In the meantime, came along a kusi and he signed there instead. So therefore, when it comes to a shtar of momin and you have a monetary document where there's an eight kusi signed on it, even if it's a Yisrael signed afterwards, it's possible because quite possibly Yisrael signed first underneath, thinking that another Yisrael who was trusted for aiders would sign after him, would sign before him. That's why it's possible. But if there's a get of an isha or a shtar shichru that has an eid kusi signed, if there's a Yisrael signature under after it, it's kosher. Because since they have to sign in front of each other, the Yisrael would never let him sign unless he would he'd be confident that this kusi understands the laws of Gittin or shtar shichru. But, if the kusi who had signed after the Yisrael, and for sure if both eidim are kusim, then also by a get or a shtar shichur, a bill of freedom, will also be possible. This is what the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana Kama, holds. Rabban Gamliel argues with the Tana of our Mishnah. He is of the opinion that even if the two eidim were kosim, the get is going to be kosher and the shtar shichur is going to be kosher. And the Gemara brings that this is actually a chsura machzor. It actually needs to be inserted in the Mishnah to understand the flow or the next flow. Because not only do Rabban Gamliel hold of this, that kusim are kosher for signing a shtar shichur or a get, but he also paskin like that halacha l'maisa, as the Mishnah continues to tell us, maisa sheheviu lifnei Rabban Gamliel likvar osnai, they brought a case to Rabban Gamliel in the village of Osnai, which is south of the Galilee, and it was the border of the land of kusim, with the land of the Kuthites. And they brought a get isha, a divorce document. V'hoyu eid of eid kusim, and both eidim were signed on it with kusim. V'hichshir, and Gamliel said it's a kosher get because he held, he was of the opinion, that kusim were very experienced in the laws of gittin and shichru. Kol ha-shtoreis ha-oilim b'arkois shel goyim, all documents that have been registered through a office of a goyisha court, and it's been confirmed by their signatures. Afal pishe chasmeim goyim, even though the signatures are those of goyim, the edim who signed on the shtoreis are goyim. Ksherim, the documents are valid to be used in Jewish law as well. But this is only shtorei halvois, things like documents of a loan, documents, or loans or documents of that are of purchase contract of sale or contract of purchase of business. There we say that these shtoreis are kosher, even though the edim that signed it were goyim. It's because those documents are only used as a proof. They don't actually create the transaction. They only witness of the transaction. Chutz megitei nashim b'shichur avodim, except for gitim of a wife, a divorce of a wife, or shichur avodim, or the shtar shichur, the document that releases an eved and makes him free. There, the halach is that those shtaris are actually creating a transaction. When the eved kanani gets that shtar shichur, he becomes free. When the woman gets her divorce, she becomes divorced. She becomes separated from her husband. So there, the shtar makes the kinyan, and therefore, if it was registered or it was done through a goyisha court, it'll be possible. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af elukshen. He says that even gittim of an oshim, bills of divorce for a woman, or shichur avodim that were registered and done through a goyisha court, they're also kosher if the edim that saw the handover of this get to the wife happened to be kosher. If there were edim that saw the being handed over, that's fine. Our Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, like we learned before, there was a Tana who holds this. Eide Mesira Karte. It's the Eidim in front of whom the get was given over. They're the ones that create the transaction, not the Eidim who signed on it. And we're talking here about a case where the Eidim who signed on the get happened to be well-known people, that they were goyim, and therefore there was no fear that maybe people will come to rely on these Eidim or become reliant on this get. No, you can't. You can't rely on these Eidim. And therefore it's important that the Eidim have very conspicuously non-Jewish names and people who were known. What happened? Lo huskuru ela bizman shenasu behadyat. And it says the Mishnah, when did the Beis Medrash Pasel declare them unfit? Only when they were made behadyat, when they're made through ordinary goyim, goyim who are not so well known. Since they're not well known, there's a worry that people might start to see, oh, who are these Eidim? And they might come to machshir the get, to make the get kosher, even without Eidim Asira, even without Eidim who in front of whom it was handed over, and they're the Iker. But if it's made through the registered, through the courts, in a proper way, not through a hedyot, not through an amateur, unprofessional goyim, then since the goyisha courts were well known, there's not a worry that people come to machshir this get without Eidim Asira. And therefore, it's permitted. The halacha is not, however, like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is that they cannot be used if they were made gittin, oshim, and shichur avonim, and not allowed to be used if it was done through goyisha courts. Mishnah Vav. Ha'imer, one who says to a shliach, to an agent, ten gets eli ishti, give this get to my wife, ushtar shichur zeh, and this document of freedom, la'avdi, to my servant, to my slave. And the Gemara explains that the expression 10 in our Mishnah is almost like zechei, be zoiche. So therefore, it's like he's telling the shliach, not just give it, be zoiche in this get for my wife. Be zoiche in this shtar shichur for my avid, which means that he wants it to happen on the spot. Does that mean that he can't retract it? Does that mean that once he's given it to the shliach, it's all over, the get's done and the shtar shichur is done? Says the Mishnah, no. If the person, the principal who sent the shliach with his get, or sent the shliach with the shtar shichur, now wants to retract before the get reached the hands of the wife, or before the shtar shichur reached the hands of the eved, the slave, Yachzor, he is able to retract it. He can abolish or annul the shlichus. Why is that? Because the shliach is not able to be zoicha in the get for the wife, nor can it be zoicha in the shtashichur for the avadiv Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, again, that the get and shtashichur are common in the sense that they are a choiv. They're like an obligation. There's something negative for the recipient. It's not a zchus for a woman to be divorced. It's not a zchus for an avid to be freed. It's actually a choiv, it's actually a negative thing for them. Why? Avid gets freedom, and that's because they lose their stability of getting mezonos. They lose their maintenance, which a wife always has to be maintained and get from a husband while they're married. An avid kani has to get that from his master while he's an avid kani. But if they lose that status, then they won't get their immediate source of mezonos. So according to Meir, it's a choiv. If it's a choiv, you cannot make a choiv for a person not in their presence. So you cannot appoint a shliach to do something for the recipient, for the wife in one case or for the avid in the other case, to become free or to become divorced, because they lose their more steady source of mezonos, of sustenance. When it comes to a divorce, yes, the husband can retract. That is definitely a negative for a woman to be divorced and then not know where the next meal is coming from. But according to the Chachamim, the Shichrei Avarim is not the same in this respect to divorce, because a man can become a shlech for his friend without his knowledge if the matter is going to be positive for him, a schus for him. So the shlech, for example, can be zoicha the shtar shichru, the bill of freedom, for the servant because it's a schus for that slave, but the servant to be freed. But ve'ein chovin loy el befonav. But where a person is going to become a shliach for his friend without his knowledge, if the matter happens to be something negative, then the shliach cannot automatically be zoicha for the person, for the recipient. In our case, he cannot be zoicha in the get for the wife. It's a choy for her to be divorced, as the Mishnah will start to explain. Shem yirtze shaloi lozun is avdo irashoi. Because by the Eved HaKrani, the halacha is, if a person doesn't want to give food to his Eved HaKrani, he's allowed to. Even though an Eved loses his mezonos through his shichur, through his freedom, nevertheless, it's not really a loss, because even without the shichur, even without being freed, the master could have got rid of his mezonos obligation. Why? The master could have told him, you asei mi, you work with me, and I'm not going to give you mezonos. You go and get it from the charity box. Which means that upon being freed, you can't say, oh, he's lost his mezonos. He could have lost his mezonos even without being freed. But what he definitely gains is being a free man. And therefore, that's a schus for him, say the Chachamim. But for shaloi lozun es ishto, when a husband not to sustain his wife, ein roshoi, he can't do that. Every husband is chayv to mezonos ishtoi, and therefore for her it's definitely a negative thing. It's a chayv to be divorced, and because she loses her certainty of getting her maintenance, and therefore he's not allowed to. Ein roshoi, he's not allowed. He cannot appoint a shliach that time to do it. That's how the Chacham hold. The Chacham hold, when it comes to a Gitei Noshim, the Baal is able to be Choyzer until it gets to her. He can retract it. Why? Because it's negative, and so the Shlich can't be Zoch at the same time. Avid Kanani, it's a Schus for him, according to the Chachamim. Certainty of income, no. Of maintenance, no. There's no certainty even while he was an Avid. But he gets a certainty of freedom that he does get, and that's a Schus. So the Chacham hold he can't retract. The Chacham agree that there he can't retract. Continues the Mishnah. Omar Lahem, Rabbi Meir went to the Chachamim and said to them, but it's not good for the Eved either. Vari poiselos avdo min ha-truma. The Eved Kanani loses the right of truma when he becomes freed. Kishem shu posel sister, just like his wife can't eat when he divorces his wife. The halacha is that A eved kanani can eat truma if her master is a kohen. A wife can eat truma if her husband is a kohen. But as soon as they break that connection, as soon as he frees an eved kanani, they won't be able to eat truma anymore. So therefore, a mer holds, how can you, Chacham, say it's a schus for the eved kanani to be freed? But it's a choiv, it's negative, because he loses his ability to have truma. And even though he could say, the master could always say, you work for me and I'm not going to give you food, and no one can force the master to that. But the eved kanani, since he's owned by a kohen, nonetheless, even though the kohen is a little bit mean, doesn't want to give him anything, nevertheless, he's able to get truma from somewhere else and he could eat it. So the Omer Loi, the Chachamim, said back to Reb Meir, it's different. Mipnei shehu kinyanai. An eved kanani can't eat truma, can only eat truma because he's his kinyan. He's bought by him. He's owned by the Jewish kohen, his master, by the kohen. And if the Jewish master wanted, he could have sold him to Israel. And then he won't be able to eat any truma at all in any place. So therefore, once again, the Chacham say there's no choiv, there's no real negative thing for an eved in his shichrur. And because of that, once the master says, be zoicha in this shtar shichrur for my eved, he gets freedom immediately. Ha'oimer, one who says, a shchiv mera, this is a person who is deathly ill, critically ill. And just before he says, Tnu get zele ishti, give this get to my wife. Ur shtar shichrur zel abdi, and this shtar shichrur, this bill of freedom to my eved kanani, and then he dies, vames. And he dies before the get reaches the wife, or before the shtar shichrur reaches the eved. Can they give it? Says the Mishnah, lo yitnu lachem yisod. They cannot give the get after his death, because a get is not operational, is not functional after death. And even though in a shtar shichrur we learned earlier on in this Mishnah, that according to the Chachamim, that the shliach is able to be zoicha immediately for the eved, because it is a schus for the eved, according to the Chachamim, that's okay if he said zechei. But if he says tenu, that means he did not give the shtar shichrur to the shliach in his lifetime. He hasn't handed it over because there was no one to be zoche for him. And now, when the shtar shichrur comes to the hand of the eved, it's too late. Master's already died. And he's got no reshus anymore over him. Some of Oshim learned that even if the master gave the shtar shichrur to the shliach already, and he said, 10, give this shtar shichrur to the eved, he still can't give it after the master dies, because the Chachamim do not hold that once the shtar reaches hand of shliach, that the eved is immediately freed. All they hold is that the odoin, the master, can't be choizer, can't retract. So it's an in-between state. The master can't retract, but the eved is, on the other hand, not completely freed until he gets the shtar in his hand. And since the master died before it actually reached his hand, too late. Can't be freed with it. But what would happen, says the Mishnah finally, Tnu mone le'ish ploini. If a man said, give this $100, give this 100 zuz to that man, b'meis, and he died before the man received the money, they can give it after death. Why? Because the words of a shchiv mera are considered as if they're signed and sealed, as if they have been written. The famous words, the words of a shchiv mera are considered as if they're written and given over.